Hi, this is Donnie Walker from Tennessee. From the Smoky Mountains, coast to coast, and across the globe. Welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Question of the Day.
Well, hello, hello to all you rock stars out there who are doing your best to rock it out in your own home business, in your network marketing business. It's Jackie Almer here, and welcome to show 47 in the question and answer edition of the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast. Show notes can be found at jackiealmer.com/QA047. You know, it's amazing the roadblocks that we will put in our own way that prevent us from being successful. And you know what? I know how it goes. I threw a lot of those roadblocks in my own path back when I was getting started. Here's one I never had, though. I never struggled with this, but I have been asked this question before. How do I get over feeling like I'm making money off of people? Today's show is brought to you by socialmediabackstagepass.com. That's my Inner Circle coaching program, and it's launched. In it, you're going to find all of the tools, training, and resources that you need to build a successful network marketing business, whether you're building it offline or online. Either way, there are certain business skill sets that you need to master. It includes success scripts, how to contact, invite, train, and duplicate, along with how to attract an unlimited amount of leads online who are pre-sold on a business and looking, using Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Instagram, and your own blog. You can go to socialmediabackstagepass.com for details. So, you know, one of my own team partners recently asked this question, so I thought it would be perfect for the show. How do I get over feeling like I'm making money off of people? Well, and here's my answer. If you've ever felt this way or you feel this way now in your network marketing business, like you're making money off of people, then we definitely need to talk. We need to cover this on the show. Do you see people as if they have a dollar sign stamped on their forehead? I'm not sure what really triggers this for people, but here are some suggestions that I have for getting over this. First and foremost, evaluate your own why, your own goals, and your own motives. What are you doing this for? Why are you building a business? Who are you doing this for? What drives you? What motivates you? And let's talk about motivation. Are you purely motivated by money? I'm not suggesting that's a bad thing, so don't misread that by any stretch of the imagination. I'm not saying that being motivated by money is a bad thing, but it's very important to take a look at the money that you want to make and what that will provide for you. For some people, it's just the thrill of the chase, you know? Some people get really excited just by the art of making money, and that is fantastic. I think that's very healthy when you can see it that way, as long as you're not overcome with obsession with it to the point of, you know, just getting that sign up, getting that bonus money, and then moving on to the next person. So you want to think about what your motives are. Do you feel like every time you place an order with your company or sponsor someone that your sponsor is making money off of you? Does that come to your mind? Well, let me ask you this. Let's take it a little further. When you bought your last car, did you get hung up on the fact that the salesperson was making money off of you? How about the car lot owner? How about when you buy groceries, when you pay your light bill, when you go out to dinner, when you buy a plane ticket? Anything that you do, there's going to be an exchange of money. So I want to ask you, does that thought cross your mind? Do you think about the chain of people who might be making money off of you or who will be making money off of you every time you get out your wallet, every time you exchange cold hard cash or give your credit card or debit card or whatever it is? Anytime money's exchanged, someone somewhere is making money off of you, and often it's many people, just like network marketing. Let me ask you another question. Do you have a job that pays you? Are you somehow making money off of other people, off of someone somewhere? And does that bother you, or do you happily cash that paycheck with no regard to it? Okay, so let's dig down a little deeper. Do you believe in the product or service of your business, of your network marketing company? Do you believe it offers true value, that anyone, regardless of whether they're being compensated for it, will benefit by using it? Do you believe that there is potential for others besides you to make money? Whether it's fund money or even network marketing gangster money, do you believe that the income opportunity is real and that other people can benefit from that? Do you believe that you're offering a gift when you invite someone to take a look? Or do you immediately think, now how much am I going to make if this person joins? What am I going to make in upfront bonus money? What will I make in ongoing residual income? What you want to do is evaluate your own thoughts and feelings. And this is something you're going to have to get control over to be successful. Here's the thing, we are truly vibrational beings. We really are. And so we give off a vibe of how we're feeling, even if we're unaware of it, or if we try to think differently. It's how you feel and how you believe that's going to make the difference in your business. Do you find yourself leading with the money in your network marketing prospecting conversations? Or do you focus more on painting a vision of freedom and lifestyle? Remember this, money is just a means to an end. It's an energy exchange. That's really all it is. Also, spend some time thinking about and journaling about how you feel overall about money. Do you have positive or negative thoughts around it? Do those thoughts consume you? Are you abundant or lack-oriented in your thinking about money? Do you have a scarcity mentality? Do you think that there's not going to be enough? Do you believe that the money is the root of all evil, that it doesn't grow on trees? Or do you believe that it's out there in abundance and anyone and everyone has the ability to generate as much or as little as they want? Here's the thing, again, your thoughts in this area will drive the course of your business. They'll drive your success and they'll drive your failure. I'll have some thoughts or some resources over in the show notes that can help work you through this obstacle and help you with some of those thoughts if you're getting hung up. And again, you'll find the show notes at jackiealmer.com/QA046. And as always, good luck to you in your business. Do you have a question for the show? You can ask it over at jackiealmer.com/questions. Hey, and if you're looking for 8 easy steps to create and build your network marketing business online, then grab the free guide over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Until next time, remember this, hesitation never cashed a check.